maybe to shift gears just a little bit. So how about, like, I think when you're in robes long enough, you start to meet senior monks who may not meet our expectations around, you know, conduct and practice and so forth. And you mentioned a little bit before about how to reflect upon that. I was just wondering if you could explore more how what we can learn or how we can learn from people. Like,
well, you know, one of the things of you know, an aspect of our training that is really quite beautiful is learning how to look after senior monks, how to look after teachers, how to do the attending on them, upatapta, so you feel comfortable around them. So whether they're well behaved or not well behaved, you can always do the right thing or do something, you know, quite helpful or beautiful. Say, so like with how Ajahn Chah had us go and look after his preceptor, who is really not an inspiring person. But you know, he was an old monk, an old man, and it was, you know, you have these views and opinions when, you know, you see the monastery or see he doesn't, you know, he's not very neat and tidy and he's usually grumpy. But then just by drawing close to him, helping out, and you realize, well, here's somebody who's still, you know, they've devoted their life to a life of simplicity and service, and they might not meet our ideal of what we think a monk or a teacher should be, but you know, they're really, you know, they're actually exceptional human beings, and that's pretty rare in the world. So to be able to draw close and to feel comfortable being around, and that's how you can get to learn people more. You know, just being at ease, being of service, and being close. Because it's easy to, you know, just go in with a checklist of what you think is a good monk, and then there's some who, you know, you meet some monks who are actually really, everything's really spot on, rip-roaring. Then you spend time with them and you say, wow, that monk is really deluded and irritating. Or somebody who's kind of sloppy, looks kind of sloppy, and doesn't look that impressive. And then as you draw close to them and spend time, and you start engaging, because that's how you engage in a conversation, is through being proximity. And then you know, they'll start sharing some of their perspectives and experience, and you say, oh wow, that was really fruitful. Like oftentimes on Tudong, and you'll go into say like some Wat Ban monasteries and stay. Just sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, but it's sort of convenient. You'll meet some pretty, you know, not so good monks, but then some, you know, as often as not, you'll often meet a monk who he'll start reminiscing about that. Oh, I remember when I went on Tudong, and you know, he's an old guy, and he says, oh yeah, as a younger monk, he practiced and trained, and then, you know, as he got older and more settled, what he ended up doing, but they have respect for what you're doing, and they have a recollection of how meaningful it was for their holy life. So it's, yeah, you can't look at people and immediately know what they, you know, what their inner qualities are. And there's that sutta where the Buddha says, yeah, you can't know somebody's sila until you live with them. You can't know their wisdom until you engage in discussion, and not just for a short time, for a long time. You don't know their sort of resilience and patience until you see them when they experience some hardship. So those it's that taking that time to get to know somebody, and you know, it's like in our own community, you think that's like Ajahn Purnadham was a great example, where he looks sloppy and scattered until he opens his mouth, and you say, "Oh, wow, okay, he's incredibly reflective and knowledgeable," and it's a very, you know, it's sometimes inside and outside are different, and I can't remember who. Ajahn Mahabodhi is the guru that speaks the most direct and crudest. I mean, he was talking, I can't remember which monk it was. That's what I was thinking. I said, Lumpa Jia, you know, because he said he's a diamond in a ball of crap, you know. But you know, he's there. He is. He's a rough character, and there's something that he's really realized, and these inner qualities.